This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We are grateful to you, Jesus. We are thankful to you. Thank you for another chapter that you are opening unto us in this school of biblical truth. Thank you for light that is shining. We give you glory, our Father. Thank you for light. Thank you because you, God, want to command the light to shine out of darkness to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We are grateful to you, Jesus. We honor you for everything. Thank you for light. Thank you for grace. Thank you, Jesus. I lean upon the Spirit of truth. I lean upon the Spirit of light. I ask that you quicken me. You will raise standard within my soul. You cause me to connect previous thoughts to a new direction that you are giving unto us. I ask that you will show me great mercy. You will show me great help. Show me mercy, Lord. Show me great help, Father. Grant unto me great strength. Possess my thought. Possess my meditation. Give me clarity. Lead me in your way. Grant me great grace. Thank you, Father. Honor to your name, Jesus. Glory to you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. I've been teaching on the past month on pursuit of good. Of good. And many things have been taught. God is good. David says so in the book of Psalm. Jeremiah also talked about God, or the Lord is good. Jesus himself said that no one is good except God. So both Jesus, Jeremiah, his lamentation says so. And also Jesus also talked about that no one is good except God. Jesus also talked about scarcely would a man die for the good. But when we are in trespasses, Christ died for us. So Paul also said that also in the book of Romans 5. But I want us to start going into more of things that made up things that we need to do. So I've spoken about good from the meek of the word. I move into Christ's dimension. I move into the things of the Son of God. But I still want to a bit more preset-wise more now. And to strengthen it with conversation. I thought about having good conversation. A good conversation. You show effort by a good conversation, both from the book of James and which is a show of wisdom. And that wisdom is not another wisdom, but wisdom that is from above. And we know if it's a wisdom, it has to do with building. Because we know that wisdom is what is building. Because say by wisdom is an house built. So for him to say that wisdom from above is like a building. So, and he said that building is a good conversation. Let's start from Isaiah 28. Then we go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 28. From verse 16. Say, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation. Take note of this For a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. So you see here progression of a foundation. So let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. So what you call a foundation and the summation of the whole foundation in 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 19 or 18 and 19. That they be rich in good works. That they do good. That they be rich in good works. Ready to distribute. Willing to communicate. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So here, you see that what they call a foundation that every man should have. Every man should have a foundation that is good. And what made up a good foundation are to, first of all, from verse 17, are to do with not to be high-minded. In verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world. That word charge is to admonish. The word to charge is to instruct. The word to charge is to command. The word to charge is to exhort. Exhort them. Instruct them. Admonish them. Command them. Them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded. So it's glaring that one of the things that this world we do to a soul is to make the man to be high-minded. That's why one of the ways to beat this world, we find the commandment of how to beat this world in Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 1. In Ephesians chapter 4 is, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech thee that you walk worthy of the vocation of the profession wherein ye are called. With what? With all lowliness and meekness. So this is how you can beat what this world does. This world makes a man to be high-minded. You know, this world is different from sin of the flesh. It's different from the sin of the flesh. So this high-mindedness is the pump of this world, or what Paul called the assortment. They are puffed up in the mind, they are kind of mind, they are puffed up in Colossians. So they're teaching that from verse 14 or 15 in that Colossian. He was given, let no man. He kept on talking about that, let no man. So he said, beware lest any man spoil you through the philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, comma, but not the tradition of man, after the rudiment of this world, not after Christ, Colossians 2:8. So you can see that when you come from that Colossians 8, from that 8 to 18, he continued like that. He said, beware, let any man spoil you. They spoil your heart. They spoil your mind. True philosophy. What's philosophy? Wisdom. Philosophy is a wisdom. Philo is a wisdom. Philo is the wisdom
Society today, they have been beat up by the philosophy, and the philosophy, they are filial, they are wisdom, wisdom of men, wisdom of this world, wisdom of the princes of this world. They are intertwined with us. Even they come up in our learnings, either formal learning and informal learnings. And because of that, they have become the architecture of our behavior. They are the one that inform our reactions and our actions. They inform them. They inform all our conversations. That's why we fetch direction from them. We fetch our passions. In fact, most of the time, our natural endowment and talents and gifting that God gave to us at our able, they are the one that fuel them, they polish them for us. So they are natural, but because we have opened to those philosophy, they have tinted and corrupt those natural gifting, natural talents, natural abilities that man came with. They hijack those natural things and tint them and beguile them. They tint and color those natural abilities of men. Over time, when you see some people with natural talent and natural ability, they are no longer natural. Right. They have been hijacked by philosophies of men. Philosophies of this world. Philosophy of princes of this world. Princes of this world are rulers of the darkness of this world and also spiritual wickedness in high places. So, you can be spoiled. They are spoilers. So there are things that are spoiled men.
Yes.
They spoil natural things.
Mm-hmm.
The things that God put in men that are natural. Nature. They spoil nature. Wisdom that came from different manner of falling spirit. Wisdom that came from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because you see that? Because one of the things that the serpent told the woman, Eve, is that this tree that is good for food will make you wise and you shall be like God. So you can see that wisdom is a wisdom from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And that knowledge of the tree for the knowledge of good and evil was not a tree planted by God, but was planted when man slept. The enemy came into the garden to come and plant beside the tree of God of life. So you can see that when you will say that men are spoiled by philosophy, sometimes some of those that spoil men are good. The good of the tree. But those good of the tree, when it came into the natural gifting, natural talent of men, natural art of man, the art of man that say, Adam, I have a good art. Even there's no longer good art. Every good art can be spoiled. What spoiled it? The knowledge of the tree of good and evil came to spoil the natural. When God created them and everything God created, we are good. But something came to spoil the good. And part of what came to spoil the good is the philosophy. When man ate into the tree of good and evil, he came to spoil the good that God put in every man. So there was a good that was in Adam.
Yeah.
There was a good that was in nature.
Yes, sir.
There was a good that was in creation. Yes. But all the good that was in creation were spoiled, were corrupted, were perverted. Perversion came into the good of man. Yes. So when Bible says no man is good, nothing is good. You find that in the book of Romans chapter 3. No man is good. Nothing is good. No, not one. In Romans 3, 10 and 12, as it's written, there's no righteous. No one. So no one righteous means there's nothing that is right anymore. Even what seems right to man, what seems good to man, leads to destruction. What seems good to man, what seems right to man. There's a way that seems good to man. There's a way that seems right to man. So both that which smell right and which smell good, both of them have been spoiled by the intrusion, by the introduction of the knowledge of good and evil that came into garden. So we saw that most of things that smell good to man, they are introduction of death, the introduction of corruption. So something came into the world of man. Something came into the world of man. Something came into the earth. There was an intrusion. And that intrusion corrupted that which God created as good in Genesis 1. At every mention of every creation, and God saw it was good, it was good. But it's no longer good anymore. Because the enemy came to plant the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So man, Adam and Eve, sowed men under spoilage. Under the bondage of spoilage. Under the bondage of, they call it in Romans chapter 8, they call that all creation is subject to the bondage of corruption. In what? In Hebrews chapter 2, they call the every man subject to the bondage of the fear of death. In Galatians chapter 4, they call it every man is what? Under the bondage. In Galatians 4, every man is under the bondage of the elements of the world. They call it elements. Elements. What are those elements? Elements of the war. Elements of the war. In Colossians, he called them, they are philosophy. They are vain deceit. They are tradition. And they are the rudiments of the war. And all these things, they came out of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's why. So knowledge, the tree of knowledge of good and evil is the brainchild of all philosophy. Because they are philosophies. Philosophy that is on earth. It's not just philosophy of men. It's also the philosophy of this world that are perpetuated by rulers of this world. And that they are philosophy of princes of this world. Because they are rulers and they are princes. Rulers and princes. And there are philosophies that are perpetrated not by rulers alone, not by princes alone, but they are also perpetrated by the God or the prince. There are princes, but there is the prince. So we can see that what perpetrated the wisdom of man was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So you know that. Because man hates to eat. So what informed the wisdom of man is the knowledge of good of tree and evil. But you have to know that the tree of knowledge of good and evil is not just the only planting. There are also other deceits that Satan planted in the heart of every seraph that fell. There are also planting that Satan planted in every throne that fell. There are also planting that Satan planted in every dominion that fell. That Satan planted in every power that fell. And there is also planting Satan planted in every principality that fell. So what Satan planted into a living soul is lower than what Satan planted to Seraph.
Wow.
Because man, according to Hebrews chapter 2, man was made a little lower than the angel. Which we find in Psalm 103. So what Satan planted is according to their stature. So planting is according to their stature so that it can bring forth deception and spoilage. It's not the same thing. What deceived Adam and Eve was not what deceived Seraph. Because Seraph were higher than living soul.
Yes, sir.
Because although Seraph were in the holy mountains of God.
Yes, sir.
That was where Satan walked up and down in the midst of stones of fires.
Wow.
So what Satan planted amidst them, what Satan used to deceive them is the wisdom. There's something that Satan told them, just like the serpent told Eve, for God know that the day you eat of this thing, you shall surely be like God, knowing good and evil. And if he could deceive, like what Paul told Timothy and what he also said in the book of Galatians, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. A chaste virgin. Is them from the virgin?
Yes, sir.
A chaste virgin, it must be a wise virgin. Because you remember in the parable in Rome, in Matthew 24, they were all virgins. But they were foolish virgins and they were wise virgins. For you to become a chaste virgin, so you see here that he was talking about then becoming chaste, that they are not foolish. Because you can be a virgin, but you are foolish. Let alone that the way Eve was deceived, that you're not deceived. And if you're not going to be deceived, you must have a wisdom.
Yes, sir.
And be wise.
You
must be wiser than serpents.
Yes,
because he said to Stephen, he said, be gentle as a dove,
yes,
and be soft too as a serpent. That was subtlety there to be wise. He said, behold, I send you, Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as a sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpent. Because he said, the serpent was more soft too than of the any of the beasts of the field. That was Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more soft than any beast of the field with God, with the Lord God has made. So we saw that it shows that in this Genesis 3, the serpent was more soft than Eve. And he, so yeah, Paul was writing that book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, that I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, and that husband is Christ.
Yes, sir.
That I may present to, he said, I have espoused you. Just the way Mary was espoused or was betrothed to Joseph.
Yes, sir.
So this church have been betrothed already,
mm-hmm,
but they are yet to be become married fully.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a season to be betrothed. Is different espoused and to be betrothed is there is still a ceremonial thing that must take place before being married. So Paul said he was jealous that he does not want anything to truncate them being married to Jesus, being married to Christ. Because something can happen that can make the union not to be perfected. Or for them not to be consummated in Christ. Because one of the things that it will take a chaste virgin for Christ, the Son of the living God, to come out of the most holy to come and receive. He will not judge the Christ, the Son of God, will not come out until it's a chaste virgin.
Yes, sir.
So Christ will not come, Christ, the Son of the living God, will not come out of the most holy. When the soul is just a virgin. If the soul have not become chaste virgin. But when the soul is a Christ, the Holy Ghost will espouse such soul to Christ. Such soul will be betrothed to Christ. Like Ephesians chapter 5. So it also will be betrothed to Christ. Because he's still having an ongoing work of purification or an ongoing work of sanctification of the truth that is in Christ. So there's still truth that is in Christ. You are still using it. And they need to make sure that that soul does not have any leaven on this inside. What is leaven? Leaven is flesh. And there are things they go to use to deal with flesh. They don't deal with flesh. They deal with flesh at the advent of the appearing of the Christ, the Son of the living God. And until they have deal with flesh, you cannot say you are a chaste virgin. You can be a virgin. To be a virgin means you have purged you of unrighteousness and ungodliness. Which is to have to do with the worldly lust,
yes,
or fleshly lust,
yes,
that war against the soul. But there's the flesh. There is the flesh that you must not make provision for. Because they must deal with flesh. Because you know that flesh is lower than this war. When Cain led the presence of God, sons of God did not become flesh until Genesis 6. Between Genesis 3 to Genesis 4 and 5, sons of God were living, though what they were fighting was this war. It was this war because when Cain led the presence of God, Satan drove Cain to come and exploit this war.
Wow, this war.
It was this war. This war is not flesh. So it was when they have explored this war and the sons of God began to make choices of what this world have raised, that the Son of God be dropped into becoming flesh. So we saw that what this world produces is flesh.
Yes, sir.
So the flesh is the produce of this world. And the flesh will produce lusts of men. So it's from this world to flesh, and from flesh to lust of men. So it's a decline. So the sins of the sons of God were this world. But from this world, they move into becoming flesh. It was after Genesis chapter 6, downward until Noah, that we say, flesh has corrupted. So you can see that they interacted with this world.
Mm-hmm.
Then from this world, they became flesh. Because Satan is the prince of this world, is the god of this world, is the prince and the god of this world. And what he wanted to use the tree of knowledge of good and evil to do is to lay gods of this world. For the tree will make you wise in Genesis 3. For the tree will make you wise. Genesis 3, 5. For God does know that in the day you eat of this tree, then your eyes shall be open and you shall be gods, knowing good and evil. So the tree was to make men gods.
Yes,
they will grow and become gods in this world. Just as Psalm 89, where God standeth in the midst of the gods. He was standeth in the congregation of the what?
Mighty
and judged among us. Psalm 82. God standeth in the congregation of mighty, he judged among the gods. So Satan wanted to be God. Or he wanted to be a God among us. Because that was his desire. And that's his desire. I will ascend, I will exalt my throne above the heights of the cloud. Isaiah 14, 14. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will exalt my throne. Yes, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. So when he exalts his star above the wall, above the stars, then he will put that throne and sit on that throne among the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. Then he will now ascend above the height of the cloud, and I will be like the Most High. So his intention is to raise up gods and stand, eventually sit among gods. And you also find that's also the same operation that what is training the heart of men to be in what? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. They talk about that operation. Men will come into that. He is God. But those men also, they say they are gods. From verse 2. That you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit or by word, or by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you. Can you see deceive? That's 2 Corinthians chapter 11. But I fear lest by any means a serpent beguile Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the spirit that is in Christ. Verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I am espoused you into one husband, that I may present as a chaste virgin. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent begat Eve through his subtlety, so your mind also should be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. 1 Timothy 2:13. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Colossians 2 that I'm reading from verse 8. Beware, let any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. So you can see deceived. So Adam was deceived. And what deceived Adam was a philosophy. And that was that philosophy. That philosophy was the philosophy, the wisdom that was in the tree of knowledge and good and evil. She saw the wisdom. Because I would say, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and he saw that it's a tree to be desired to make one wise. So Eve saw, because there's something about Adam and Eve, they had eyes. They were not blinded. They were not ignorant. Why? Because they have been fellowshipping with, they have been having communion with the things of living. They have been following with a type, a prototype of the things of the living God. Because the living God was one coming to them at the cool of the day. So they have been fellowship with the things of the living God. Just as Christ, the Son of the living God, come to the sanctuary. or just like Jesus Christ, in the day of his flesh, came with the things of the living God to start teaching men, teaching about all those parables of Jesus Christ were the things of the living God, and eventually bringing to the teaching of the true God. So God is to come to a type, a prototype of the things of the living God for the first creation of God. So he used to come with Adam with the things of the living God. And you cannot fellowship with the things of the living God without light. So they have brightness. So Adam and Eve have combined brightness. You see, you can never be deceived if what you think you have is superior to what they're using to him. So it showed that what was in the tree of knowledge of good and evil was superior living than what they are bringing to them. Because you know that what God was bringing to Adam was a type, was a prototype, was a kind of the living, not the true living, not the real living, not the real one. But it's a prototype. It's a type. It's a similitude of the original, not the original. So I have to know that what all angel, both from principality through cherubim, which are all living entity, all what they own in their own different structure, are still a prototype, a similitude, a copy of the original. It's not the original. Or a figure of the original. A sample of the original. But they're not the original. They are sample copies. So, but the sample that God was bringing, because God did not bring the original to Adam and Eve, God was still bringing a prototype, a sample, an antitype to Adam and Eve. So, but what the serpent presented in the tree looked more superior. But he did not know that he's a corrupted one. Yeah. Because he was superior. Yeah. He was superior because he was of the angelic. Yes. But he was a corrupted angelic. That though what the Lord was bringing to Adam and Eve in the place of originality, though it was a type, it was a prototype, but in the place when you rank it, he was still in his original anti-type sample copy. He's not yet corrupted. It's not a corrupted version. It's not adulterated. What was in the garden was adulterated. Though it was a copy, it was not original, but it was still in his pure form. It was still in his pure type. It was still in his pure element. But what was planted in the garden is a corrupted fire. It's a good that is already tainted with evil. But what God had was not evil. Like book of James was taken. Book of James. He said, every man, when he's tempted, do not say that he's tempted of God. For God does not tempt any man with evil. So what God was bringing to Adam and Eve, the living, the antitype, the kind of what God was bringing was in his pure form. Though it was not the original of the beginning, but it was still pure. It was still not defiled. But what Satan, what the serpent brought was corrupted, was defiled, was still a fading wisdom. So he came and used it to beguile. He came to deceive. Let no man deceive you by any man, for that day shall not come, except that come a falling away. So you say, man fair. When the thing deceived them, he beguiled them and deceived and a falling. So Adam and Eve fair. But what's all I've seen and fall short of the glory of God. So that thing that Satan did is still possible to be done to every virgin that have been using faith and hope. Because what will make it to be a virgin in Christ is faith, is the command of faith and hope will make it to be a virgin. What is all to be a virgin is to be pure. That means you have used the truth of faith and you have used the hope of truth to purify or to cleanse you or to sanctify you. You become a virgin when you have been sanctified. When you have gone through the sanctification of faith, commandment of faith, and commandment of hope that is not vain.
Yes, sir.
Because every man have hope that are vain. Like he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if in this world we have hope, we have all men miserable. That word miserable is vanity. when a soul is not using the vanity of the earth, mikasto, wanting that Christ, when you are learning Christ, we teach that Christ, commandment of Christ of faith, will purify you. They will give you commandment to see things that are not of falling earth. They are not of falling earth. And they are not of natural. God, the one that created natural. There are things that are natural on earth. Your hope must not be on natural things. And your hope must not be on falling things that are carnal. You have to go through both carnal, overcome carnal and natural. Because faith of Christ, or faith of the Son of God, or faith of Jesus Christ, will raise you above carnal and natural things that men pursuit after, or men follow after, the heart of men follow after. When that has true commandment, true understanding, true knowledge, true instructions, when they have brought a man above that, they will raise you above. Anything below Christ is a miserables. They are mysteries. They are mysteries. I'm not the one that said that. You even find James said the same thing in James chapter 5. He called him mysteries. Go to now, ye rich men. Weep and owe for your mysteries that shall come upon you. And the people that he's talking to here are men that are rich in the churches. With natural and carnal worldly goods. Glory of Lily can still be corrupted. But the glory of Lily, I will say today which is and tomorrow is no more. And the glory and the riches and the beauty of Lily are natural beauties. But it can be corrupted because that means that it can bring forth mysteries. Miserableness to the soul. You find that in that book of Matthew 6:28-29. And why take up tough raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. How that they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I said unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these things. Wherefore God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast unto the evil, even shall no much more clothe you, your little faith. So you can see that's verse 30 of Matthew 6. So you can see that natural glory, natural beauty, they are natural. They are not even carnal. They are still mysteries. They are still miserables. So your hope must not be to be like Lily of the Field, to have natural, to have natural beauty. That's why the preaching of New Testament is not to restore man back to his natural state or to earthiness. It's to return man into being spiritual. Though earthiness, which is the world of the living soul, in quality is lower than Christ.
Yes,
in quality,
yes,
is lower than Christ, but in stature is superior than Christ. In quality is inferior to Christ, but in stature, in placements, is higher and superior than Christ. Because you see, if you are comparing originality of the things of God to antitype of those things of God, God will give you us wisdom.
Amen.
So in quality, Christ is quality than living soul of Adam and all the angels. In quality, but in stratus, in heights, in elevation, they are superior than Christ. Because when God put them in their array, in the order, they are highly placed than Christ. The place of Christ in the originality of the things of God is lower, but in quality is superior than those placements. The Lord bless us with wisdom. These are wisdom of scriptures. Because why? Why do they say in quality? When you take the material that frame Christ is a foundation in God. But when you see the living of Adam and Eve is not a thing in God. It's a thing that God made. They are not a thing from God, but a thing that God made. They are not things that are of God. They are not things that are new in God. But they are things that God made. So it's possible for things that are made to be superior in stature than things that is from God. It's the wisdom that God did. So in quality of material, in quality of the texture, Christ is superior to everything that is made from the list of them. Though they, all of them are living, from the list of them unto living creature that are before the throne, Christ is superior than them.
Wow.
In quality. In quality. Quality of materials.
Yes.
But when you look about, because Christ abide.
Yes, sir.
Now abide faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of them is charity. So Christ can abide.
Yes,
but they fade.
Yes,
their year does not remain the same. They will be changed like a garment. Heaven will be changed.
Yes,
earth will be changed. They wax old.
Yes, sir.
But Christ cannot wax old.
Yes,
he remains. He abides. But no faith, though he abide, but you must move into a place that he will be sure. So that's why every virgin must become changed virgin. They must be raised superior than the deception of the philosophy and vain deceits that spoil things. God, why will he be able to spoil Christ in quality? Because in placement is higher.
Yes, sir.
Though in quality is lower, but in height, he still has some tricks, some tactics that he can play around Christ and make Christ become spoiled. Though Christ abided, it's in original, but because of the tactics, because of the subtlety of that height, he can place around it. He can look for loophole. Look, how do I know? If the Son of Living God cannot be tempted, they won't cause Satan to come and tempt him 3 times.
Wow, true. Wow.
Even Jesus Christ was the Son of the Living God. He was the beloved.
Yeah.
He was in the beloved Son of God, which is the Son of the Living God.
Yeah.
And he has finished it. I mean, he has used the word of God. You know, all the 3 temptations of Jesus Christ, it was the word. I mean, he have used the incorruptible seed of God to build him up. He's already the Son of the Living God.
Wow.
They brought the temptation of the height of the living. A living cherubim came to tempt original Son of the Living God.
Living Son.
Living Son of God?
Yes.
Upon the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that they had to raise Christ. That's why they did not introduce Christ, the Christ, the Son of, unto the devil until it was living.
Yeah.
So they had to use the living of originality in stature to pursue the living of the creation that was made. Because God, the one that made that living, and God made it with high power and high eyes.
Yes, sir.
So they cannot fully expose Christ to that height of that tradition. Just like what they brought to tempt Adam and Eve was the serpent. And they called it what? He called it Satan. Because you know that in the arena of who the fallen cherubim is, he has 3 strata inside of him. Satan has 3 buildings on his inside. Though works of darkness and wickedness is not just, Satan is not the base.
Yes, true, sir.
Principality, powers, rule of the darkness of this world, they are the base. But Satan has 3 strata in himself. Operation.
Mm-hmm.
Inside himself. And one of the operations of Satan is that he's calling the great dragon. That old serpent called the devil, comma, the great dragon, comma, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. What came to deceive Adam and Eve was the first strata in the fallen cherub, Satan. That was the first operation. He still have eye operation. He has his record, the devil. And he has all your operation called what? The great dragon. Lucifer, as Satan, has a serpent operation. Serpent operation is a crawling. Because it's all strength upon snake and scorpion. So there's a serpent. So there's a serpent as a Satan. It's a serpent as the devil. It's a serpent as the dragon. So you can have serpent as a Satan. You can have serpent as the devil. And you can have serpent as a dragon. Because every dragon is a serpent. But it's a serpent with wings. So it's a serpent with height advantage. You can be a devil, but with a serpentine operation. You can be a Satan with a serpentine operation. You can be a great dragon with a serpentine operation. So a dragon is also a deceiver. Because you find out when he was cast down, I would say he went to deceive the nation, even as a dragon. But the intention of everyone is to keep emasculating him. They want you to keep emasculating. Because the height of deception is not just one thing.
Yes, sir.
When you read Matthew 24, you will see that. There's a deception of the false prophet.
Yes, sir.
There's a deception of the Antichrist. You also find that in 1 John chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
That you are dealing with what? Many Christ and many false prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Many Antichrists have entered the world, and many false prophets also have gone into the world.
Mm-hmm.
24, 25 say, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. So what they call false Christ, what will produce false Christ is activity of Satan.
Okay.
And what will produce false prophet will be devil. And dragon too will produce prophets. Just as in the New Testament, you are two prophets. Prophet of testimony and prophet of the book.
Yes, sir.
So you also see that the devil has three layers on his inside. And those three layers are height of... So they are height of deceptions. And they are not the height of deception. Every height of deception is also height of philosophy. So you can be spoiled by a man. But that man that will spoil you by a man, that man must affect you with something.
Mm-hmm.
But a man can also be spoiled by spirits. So a man can be spoiled by a man, but you also can be spoiled by spirits. Because it's not only man that can spoil you.
Yes,
there's the philosophy of man.
Mm-hmm.
But also there are philosophy of this world.
Mm.
And there are philosophy of the princes of this world. And all this philosophy, all this wisdom, they are from the least. For example, a child that is 5 years old, that know how to take things, and know how to take this, clean his mouth, or when he steals things, know how to keep it, how to hide it. You know, it's a wisdom that a demon teach. That child is not his wisdom. It's just a wisdom of a demon. That wisdom is not a 7 years old boy, a 5 years boy that takes something, and when they take it, he will go and hide it. Where did he get it? It's a demon that because demons also have little wisdoms.
Yeah.
From demons have wisdom. Because just like I will ask you, why some of us cannot operate some programming language, and some of your children can operate some AI tools that you cannot use because they are more smarter. The souls of some 10-year-old children are smarter because of the wisdom that they're interacting with. How did they come into some wisdom? Some of this wisdom, spirits have intermingled with syllabus and curriculum in school to expose those souls to some wisdom. Some of those wisdom that you are not exposed to when you are 30, at the age of 10, 12, some demons have gone to curriculum in schools to introduce it subtly. They does not sound like bad learning.
Yeah.
They sound good, but they have very high wisdom or principality powers and rule of the darkness of this world. They have been mingled into some learnings in school. when you see those learning look flat, but they are very perverted, invoking of high philosophy that will deceive the heart, that will put heart with vanity. Some of the children see their parents, the way they are struggling to raise them in school, pay for their schooling, and they are vowing their heart, at age of 12, I will never be poor like my dad and my mom. Because something in the curriculum, something in the school that they go to, some of the international children that come to school, the kind of lingua, what they fellowship with those other children, because of the kind of access to the kind of life that they have. By interacting, by fellowship with them, they sit together in class, they have injection of spirits, of content that move into their heart that are higher than what the parents still have some level of natural contentment. Natural things that are there. But those children, their hearts have been deceived. They have been lied to by their contemporary of 12 years old, 10 years old children that they're living. They see the kind of toy their other mate brings to school and their parents cannot avoid it. They see the kind of phone that their colleague brings to school. They see the kind of car that their colleague that come to pick them. And those things, eventually, those innocency have been spoiled. They have been corrupted. They have been beguiled. Because when Satan beguiled, so you don't see it quickly. When Satan beguiled Eve, he didn't see it. That thing was not one day. We didn't know how many passages of time before Eve was resolved and made up mind that the tree is good for food, and our eyes were open and she fed that the tree will make one wise. We didn't know how many process of time that happened there. So my brother, my sister, our parent, the church, that's why you have to be spiritual. Be spiritual means you have to ask access wisdom, which is Christ, so that your children, wisdom that they are combating in their school, with interacting with their mates, you must not operate lesser. You must also access spiritual wisdom. Like I was saying, we'll speak this wisdom among them that are perfect or among them that are mature. It's in 1 Corinthians 2, 6. So you have to graduate that wisdom of men. Because some of the wisdom of men there are wisdom that men find by natural, by interacting with creation. But so we have to understand some of the wisdom in creation, demons are behind it. And those demons brought for inventions in toys, in cartoons, in cars design. So your child see a car that they brought, but those cars, they are deceiving the heart of those children. They see the toy those children bring to school. They see the way they package food and food box that those children bring to school. They see the way those things your children relate with it. They interact with them during long time. They bring all of them to come and eat. Yes. They instructing their heart. Joy is not nary when the king of Babylon presented food to these princes that they brought from Jerusalem to eat from the king's tables. But Daniel was wise to know that we will not defy ourselves with king's table. You can be corrupted, you can be defiled, you can be spoiled. They can be beguiled. Wisdom of men. There are teachers in school that they interact with. I'm trying to share what makes good or man to be spoiled. Then when they say no man is good, no one is righteous, you can see that love of time, what's make good to man? They are informed by philosophies of men, philosophies of this world, philosophy of rulers of this world, philosophy of priests of this world. Men graduate in philosophy, in wisdom. And each philosophy has deceits. There are different deceptions. Just as I say, Satan, from the list of fallen spirits to great dragon, there are different levels of deception, different levels of delusion, different levels of delusions. And seducing spirits that seduce the heart and pull away the heart from all some words. All those deceptions, they are lying in wait to deceive and to bring for persuasion in the souls of men. So this is when they say there's no man good except God. It's because of what mankind have interacted with. Those things are powers. Those wisdom. And each of those wisdom, there that say those wisdom carry deception inside it. And those deception, they will bat persuasion. They bat resolve. Sometimes you see a child of 10 years old is already resolving certain things. Sometimes they are resolving in some ways. Because those deceptions will form ways in them. So ways are formed. And you don't see ways. Ways are there. Those things that they interacted with their colleague at school, they interacted with their children. So imagine from child you start having ways and you grow up. And so as you are growing, you keep acquiring ways. You keep meeting higher corrupted wisdom. So he traces you off from a child. But we ought to be like Timothy, who from a child have known the Holy Scripture that make it to be wise unto salvation. If the Holy Scripture can make man wise unto salvation, syllabuses, the curriculums that men go through, tradition, custom of this world, also make men wise unto destruction, make men wise unto corruption. So, and when you keep growing that, you grow and grow, men will grow with it and grow into the knowledge of the law of sin and death. And from there, they can graduate from the law of sin and death and grow to the law of hell and death and move from there where they are ready. Hell and death, where they can make covenant and they can make agreement with grave and agreement with air. Those agreements is what place them to be ready for Satan's power, Satan's great authority, and Satan's throne amidst them as gods. Satan will never give you his power, his throne, if you have not made covenant and agreement with grave and air, which is the law of hell and death. Then you could be ready to have his power, his great authority, and his seat. So you can be a god. What is the god? A god is in the heart. You find the same thing in Ezekiel 28 on the king of Tyre. Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre, this is a physical man. Thus said the Lord, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a god. I seen the seat of God. This is not the seat that God gave to you. This is the seat that the dragon shared with him. In the midst of the sea, yet thou art a man and not God. Thou hast said thy heart as the heart of God. So Satan can train a man with philosophy, with vain deceit. Of can you grow from the wisdom of sin and death and grow into the wisdom of hell and death, where you make agreement and you make covenant? Satan will not say, yes, you are ready now. I can give you what? A power. I can give you great authority and can give you a seat. And that whole thing is taking place in the earth. That was what 2 Thessalonians was talking about. 2 Thessalonians 1, 2 and 3, 4, 5 and 6. Let no man deceive you by any means. So there's a man that can deceive, but not only deceive, Satan can also deceive, as it happened, deceive Eve. That no man soon shaking in mind or be troubled like by spirit. So you can be troubled by spirit or by word or by letter as from us. So you can be troubled by spirit and you can be troubled by man. 2 Thessalonians 2. That you be not soon shaking in mind or be troubled either by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us. You also saw that if Satan and serpent. So a man can even be deceived by creature. When you see Romans chapter 1, what deceived them? That delusion in Romans chapter 1 from verse 19 was creatures. Satan taught creatures. You think if Satan can plant the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden when man slept, you think that Satan did not go back? How did Cain? Because Cain was interacting with things, creatures. And eventually, God, I know that it was creature that Cain touched. Because immediately Cain led the presence of God, he went to go and start digging that creature. And all his son was exploring creature, and they began to enter into more deception. God was not equipped with those things, but Satan has come and put lusts. But that lust that was on creature was not the lust of men. It was the lust of spirit, because you feel that Satan has his lust. In John 8, the lust of your father. There is a lust of this world, and there's the lust of men. But there's a lust that Satan put upon the God and the prince of God, put over all creatures of God. Every creature of God is good, but they can pull. Those were things that Satan used on Jesus. Turn stone to bread. Command God to give angel. Angel are God creature. Angels are creature.
Yes, sir.
That's what Paul was talking in Romans chapter 8. What can separate us from the creatures? Creature of presence. Creatures in beneath. Creatures above. Creature of visible and invisible. Satan put lust chore. And that lust that was on creature was the lust of the father, the devil, in John 8. Yeah, of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father. So the devil has his lust. But there's the lust of this world. And it's the lust of flesh. There's ungodly lust. There's useful lust. So there's a calibration of lust downward. But there's the lust of this world, which we war against little children and young men in everlasting life. Those are what the laws that came upon sons of God in Genesis 6. That lust was not any other law. It was the lust of the father, the devil. was a brightness, was his glory, his pool. What the seasons of God was not fornication and adultery. Those are the lusts of the flesh. Those are useful laws that was against the soul. The laws that pulled Eve away, it was the lust of the Satan. A lust that will make you to be gods. And that lust is lesser than the lust of a devil. And that lust is lower than the lust of a great dragon. So the great dragon has a lust. Every calibration in Satan is a word of lust. As Satan father lusts. Satan is the father of all lust. From the lust of the great dragon, the lust of the devil, the lust of Satan, and the lust that he planted in the fallen seraphs, which make them to be rulers of this war. They rule this war. There's a lust that is in the ruler of this war that made them to rule this war. And also there's a lust that is in the prince or spiritual wickedness in high places. And the lust of powers and the lust of principalities. For we want against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of this war, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. But verse 10, stand therefore, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. 11, 12. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the world. What is that word? Corrupt wisdom. And that deception generates lust. So it's not only lust of men. It's not only lust of this world. It's not only lust of rulers of this world. It's not only lust of the prince of this world. And it's not only lust of the prince and the god of this world. They are also lost in creation. That's why Paul would say, I will not be brought under the power of any. So creation has lost too. Because why? There's a corruption. The whole creation. Peter said the corruption that's in the world is a pollution. That's true. It's lost. So every creation has lust in them. That's why it's possible for a man to lust for food. Like children of Israel, they lusted for meat. That meat was creation that God gave for. Because that was Timothy told us, say, all creation is good and not to be received. So they lusted for quay that God created. But that was a lust. And that lust of men was a wisdom. Their soul was lusting for something. And they lusted for that thing that was a creature that God gave. They ate it and their body fell. So you can see what the devil is after. The devil is after to pull man down and cause men to pass away. Because every lust will make you to pass away. Every lust does not make any man to abide. That's why Satan is passing away. That's why Satan is growing old. That's why all the principles of this world is waxing old like a garment. The air, the present heavens and they are waxing old because they are designed to pass away. Love not the world, or the things that they do the world. For every man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, we have to say, it's not of the Father, but it's of another Father.
Yes, Father of lust.
But it's of the world. The world passeth away, but not only will come, and the lust thereof. But they that do the will of God abided. But these are things that you must overcome before you can say you are good. Isaiah 28 from verse 16. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Now give me first Timothy. Shall them that are rich in this world, that they may not be high-minded. Satan wants to make us to become high-minded, to pump us up. I say puff up the mind, to be high-minded. Like what happened to his heart? The mind, you move to the heart. His heart was exalted. His heart was lifted up. From high-minded, you come to heart that is exalted. Not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation. So there's a foundation. I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come that they may lay hold on eternal life. So everybody need a good foundation. So a good foundation starts with a stone onto a sure foundation. So there is how to make up a good foundation. You start first with what? A stone, a tried stone, a precious stone, and a sure. You lay it up. Then you now say, I have a good foundation. I have a goodly heritage. I can now move in unto eternal life. A good foundation. A foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious stone, a sure foundation. All this grid of stone is together that made up a good foundation. So a precious cornerstone is charity. A sure foundation is fervent charity. And fervent charity. Charity and fervent charity will make you to be good. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face will shine upon you and be gracious upon you.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.